これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Hi, Natalie. What's wrong?
Oh, hi, Mike.I think I lost my cell phone on my way to the office.
Really? Are you sure?
Well, I think I had it in a pocket of my jacket. I should have put it in my bag.
You might have just left it at home. Why don't you call your family and ask?
You're right. I will.
Question 35.Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
This is my first time in this cafeteria. Where do we put the trays?
There's a place over there. The trays go in the rack, and the knives, forks, and spoons go in the sink.
What about garbage?
That goes in the green container. Plastic bottles go in the blue one.
Question 36.Where should the woman put the garbage? Conversation 37.
How was the movie?
All the tickets were sold out by the time we got to the theater.
So what did you do?
We went to the beach instead to see the fireworks.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 38.
I think self-driving cars are really dangerous. A woman was killed by one while riding a bike.
Really? That's too bad. Where did it happen?
In Arizona, in the United States. Testing of self-driving cars may be stopped there.
They need to be safer. If not,There will probably be more accidents.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Do you like superhero movies like Batman and Superman?
I love them. I think I've seen almost all of them.
Who is your favorite superhero? I like Aquaman the best. He moves so fast in the ocean.
You love to be in the water. That's why. I wish I could be the Green Lantern. He can do anything with his ring.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
Who is playing? Oh, the Los Angeles Angels and the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani pitches for the Angels, so we can watch the games on TV in Japan.
You mean that we can't see games if there are no Japanese players? That's too bad.
I agree. But most Japanese people want to see Japanese players, right?
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Conversation 41.
Where will you go for summer vacation?
I'm not sure. I need to ask my kids, I think. They always have lots of ideas.
We are going hiking in the mountains. My wife loves hiking.
I'm afraid my kids aren't interested in nature much.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
So, Sarah, how do you like your new psychology class?
It's much harder than the one I had last year, but the teacher is very helpful.
How is she helpful? It's just a lecture class, isn't it?
Well, she asks questions, tells stories, draws pictures, and makes us do interesting activities.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
I love it when they score a lot. But this is really boring just watching them run back and forth.
So turn off the TV and come talk to me about our project.
Just a few more minutes and I'll turn it off. Someone is going to score soon, I think.
That's why many people just watch the highlights of a game. Why don't you try that?
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 44.
Matt, why are you standing here?
I'm waiting for David. We are going to the new Chinese restaurant on First Avenue.
Oh, he's still in a meeting with his client. It may take a while.
I see. Thanks. I guess I'll wait in the lobby then.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
I like the way you help others without them even knowing you're doing it.
Sorry? I don't understand. How am I helping people?
Well, I see you holding the door every morning for strangers and leaving candies on your coworkers' desks when they're not there.
Thanks for telling me, but my colleagues really deserve more than my little candies. They really help me so much.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
Isn't this your notebook, Jim?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I've been looking for it everywhere. Where was it?
At the cafeteria. I thought it was yours, so I picked it up.
Thank you. I was just sleepy all morning and went to the cafeteria for some coffee. I must have left it then. Thank you.
No problem.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
What's your policy on late assignments?
I accept them, but you shouldn't expect to receive a good grade.
Oh, was this report on dinosaurs due today?
No, it was due yesterday.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Would you like to go with me to the airport to pick up Amy?
Sure. What time is she arriving?
6:30 in the evening, so we need to leave at around 4:30.
Sounds good. We can have dinner together on the way back, can't we?
Sure. Why not?
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
You look so tired today. What did you do yesterday?
Well, I didn't do anything special. I'm just tired because it's the beginning of the semester and everything is new. I meet new people every day, and it's a bit stressful sometimes.
I agree. I don't like talking to someone I don't know.
I know we will have to meet many people if we want to work at a company in the future. So we need to learn how to interact with others before we graduate.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
Have you ever been abroad?
Yes, only once, though. I went to Taiwan with my family 2 years ago. Why do you ask?
Actually, I'm planning to go to Canada this summer. This is going to be my first trip outside Japan. I just got my passport.
That sounds fun. I wish I could go with you.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
I just got a call from my son's teacher saying that he got injured at school, so I'd like to leave work early today.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened to your son?
The teacher said he bumped into his classmate while playing soccer. He got a cut on his forehead, and they're taking him to a hospital.
Then you should leave now.
Question 51. What is the man most likely to do next? Conversation 52.
You look worried.
I'm not sure if I should wear a kimono or a dress to Cindy's wedding next Saturday.
Well, it's still September, so isn't it too hot and humid to wear a kimono?
I know, but I've just bought one.
I think you should wear a dress. You don't want to sweat in your kimono.
That's true.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
Tom, if you don't have to go to school today, clean up your room. It's a mess. I won't allow that.
Mom, I'm going out with my friends today, so I can't.
Then when are you going to clean up your room?
Maybe next weekend.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
Is your name June because you were born in the month of June?
Everybody thinks so, but actually, I wasn't.
Then why are you named June?
It was my mother's grandmother's name.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
Are we almost there yet?
Not yet. It's a few more hours to my parents' house.
Where are we now?
We're in Connecticut.
So we still have to go through Rhode Island?
Yes. Then we'll be in Massachusetts.
How about pulling over for lunch soon?
Question 55. What are the man and the woman doing? Question 56. Where are the man and the woman now? Long conversation 2.
Excuse me, is there any way we could move to that table near the kitchen?
What's wrong?
It's just a little chilly here near the entrance.
I see. Sorry about that. Well, that table is reserved, but there's one open in the back.
Okay. Could we move there then?
Sure, no problem. Let me show you where it is.
Great. Thank you.
Question 57. What problem does the man have? Question 58. Where will the man sit?
それではリスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Kona coffee is known as one of the best coffees in the world. It is grown in the Kona area on the island of Hawaii, which is also called the Big Island. There are now more than 650 coffee farms of all sizes located on the slopes of the two volcanoes there. When coffee plants bloom in the months of February and March, they are full of beautiful small flowers. These flowers are especially impressive when you see whole fields of coffee covered with them. It almost looks like the coffee plants are covered in snow. This is why the flowering fields of coffee are also known as Kona snow. After the flowers bloom and fall off, small green berries start growing. These berries start appearing on the plants in April. They stay green until they are red, ripe, and ready to be harvested. The berries turn so red that they are called cherries, because they look like a cherry. Many coffee farms offer tours. These are usually free of charge and take about 30 minutes. During these tours, you are shown around the farm to see the coffee growing in the fields. Then, you are shown the process from drying coffee beans to making a cup of coffee. Many tours end with a free tasting of different kinds of Kona coffee and a visit to the store where you can buy their products.
Question 59. What color are the Kona coffee flowers? Question 60. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about many of the coffee farm tours. Monologue 2.
While an entire month without any homework or tests may sound too good to be true, that is exactly what was happening to the students at a school in Sweden in April 2018. What's more, if the results of the experiment prove positive, starting in 2019, the middle school students will never have to worry about after-school work or tests, other than the national examinations, which are required for students across the country. The school's principal, Petronella Cirka, who came up with the idea, told Swedish national public broadcaster, SVT, "We are constantly receiving new reports that our children feel bad, and that's because they have a very high stress level all the time. This is our way of trying to reduce that stress." Cirka says that while no homework and tests sounds extreme, it makes sense considering that the curriculum and approach to education have changed. In the past, students were mostly required to memorize facts by simply repeating them. Today, learning is all about reflection and analysis. As a result, it is often harder for students, especially those with little support at home, to understand the material by themselves. Hence, it is only fair to grade them based on their classwork.
Question 61. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 62. Which one of the statements does Petronella Cirka seem to agree with? Monologue 3.
When I was in elementary school, my favorite toy was a skateboard. I had one made out of clear, hard plastic, so you could see through it. And it also had these expensive, soft rubber wheels that made it really quiet on the road. For me, it wasn't just a toy. It was my favorite way to go everywhere. I rode it around my neighborhood, and on the weekends, I rode it in the schoolyard with my friends. I don't remember ever being stopped by a teacher for riding my skateboard at school. That's probably because no one was at school on the weekends. When I entered junior high school, I was still riding a skateboard, but for longer distances. I had to take a bus to my junior high school because it was too far to walk or to ride a bike. But my friend and I rode skateboards almost all the way to school once a week. My parents sometimes had to give us a ride home because it became dark, and it was unsafe to be on the street at night. You know, I used to wish that my skateboard had been longer and thinner. But if it had been a different shape, I don't think I could have ridden it as well.
Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct about the speaker?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。